With some of the most treacherous ocean conditions in the world, Alaska is no stranger to vessels in distress. That's why emergency responders in the state are constantly looking for any advantage they can get when it comes to dealing with ships drifting at sea. After the 712-foot cargo ship Salandang Ayu ran aground near Unalaska in 2004, officials began developing a standard emergency towing system that can be deployed around the state. It was tried out yesterday in Juneau for the first time on a cruise ship. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
As the Sapphire Princess pulled up to the Alaska Juneau dock, a Temsco helicopter flew high over Gastineau Channel, making a beeline for shore. The chopper hovered briefly to pick up a tote containing the emergency towing system, then flew back over the water, dropping it gently onto the deck of the tugboat Kodiak King. As the tug's crew worked to unravel the system and hook it up to the cruise ship, Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Spill Response Coordinator Scott Tiernan marveled at the process.
That went extremely well. We're very lucky here in southeast and most of Alaska. We have very good helo operators because a lot of stuff is moved by helicopter here.
DEC developed the emergency towing system, known as ETS, in consultation with Maritime Industries and the Coast Guard. It includes 500 feet of tow line made with high-quality 12-strand synthetic rope, 10 inches thick.
Very huge line. It has a 900,000-pound minimum breaking strength and can tow over 50,000 metric tons.
The impetus for the ETS was the 2004 Salandang Ayu wreck on Unalaska Island. In that incident, more than 340,000 gallons of heavy fuel oil and 60,000 tons of soybeans spilled from the ship, damaging critical bird and fish habitat. Six people also died when a Coast Guard helicopter crashed while trying to rescue crew members. Petty Officer Sarah Francis says one benefit of the ETS is that it can be deployed quickly when a vessel is adrift.
It all comes in this nifty little Connex box that we can transport anywhere in the state. It can be sling-loaded by helicopter. It can be dropped at the dock to a vessel of opportunity. So we built it with some flexibility in mind.
Since 2007, ETS packages have been stationed around the state in Adak, Unalaska, Kodiak, Anchorage, and Sitka. Officials practice using it every year in Dutch Harbor, but Francis says only once has the system been used in a real-life situation. Last December, to assist the disabled cargo vessel, Golden Seas.
It started having problems with its steering, and so we had the tug Tor Viking 2 that they took the Golden Seas in tow, utilizing that system, and successfully towed it to Dutch Harbor for repairs.
The Sapphire Princess exercise demonstrated how to use the system with a cruise ship and commercially operated helicopter. Princess Cruises Director of Shore Operations, Kirby Day, says fortunately the industry hasn't had many disabled vessels over the years, but it pays to be ready.
One day something could happen, again, whether it's a cruise ship or a cargo vessel, and it's just so much better to do this a few times and be prepared than to say, well, yeah, you know, we have those systems out there, but we've never really tried to work with them. So I think it's a great opportunity.
DEC's Scott Tiernan is quick to point out that the system is just as likely to be used in Southeast to respond to an incident involving the mining industry.
It's going to be an increasing thing as we get more and more mining going on. We're going to have more ore ships. That's one of my big fears, is one of the smaller freighters hitting rocks somewhere where it's hard to get to.
Officials seemed mostly pleased with the exercise, though they said there were minor things they'd like to tweak. Each emergency towing system costs about $50,000. The existing systems were paid for with grants from the now-defunct Alaska Coastal Management Program and state operating funds. Officials hope to deploy more ETS packages in the future, including in the Arctic and Western Alaska. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.